But my best news, physically, which I'd like to share with you, ladies and gentlemen, is that I can walk properly now, okay? I walk heel to toe, which is the recommended way to walk. I'm hamming it up slightly. You seem very impressed. That's how you're supposed to walk. That's how you walk, heel to toe. It's not something that comes naturally to me. I actually walk on my toes naturally, but I now have something called corrective shoes. Very sexy. and they force me to be a normal person like you. I'll show you. They're called orthotics. And they're in my shoes, and they're shaped to push my feet to behave normal, heel to toe. Because without them, well, I revert. I'll show you. I've got these little flat feet, and I walk as if I'm falling. That's my natural walk. Completely on my toes. Like I've been pushed at the beginning of the day. See you later. Oh, am I off? Okay, thank you. I'll be home at about 5:30 if I can find a route back to you. Okay. You would have seen on my other DVDs. I can't stop myself. I'm literally just parading. And I run on my toes as well. I run up. This is my natural run. This is how I feel most comfortable. Please, don't laugh, because people have laughed my whole life. I run up, because you're supposed to run on your, well, on your heels and toes, but, I mean, my feet won't do it. I've tried my whole life to be like you, but it just doesn't, I can't get it going. It just feels so unnatural to run like that. How do you get any speed, anyway? I don't get it. I mean, why don't you just fucking run? I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, why don't you just run in your toes and walk in your toes? Be the man you were born to be. You don't have to conform to the masses. Well, the thing is, I do. Because when you're on your toes all the time, I had terrible pain in my calf muscles. And also, they've ballooned to a quite an unhealthy sort of monster level. I'm going to show you what I've done, but seriously, this will frighten some of you. You'll be pleased at your seat when I show you the monster that I have become. I literally have the biggest calves you've ever seen. I mean, to put it in perspective, they're the size of a shoe. Look at this. Yes, don't zoom in. That's just taking the piss, isn't it? But you can see what I've done. Look. That's what's happened. When you're on your toes, then it's like someone's trying to get out.
Help me!
Because I've actually got quite little thighs. Don't worry, I'm not going to take my trousers off. I'm just saying. Because I don't really use my thighs. I was on holiday in the summer and I was in my shorts by the pool and there was this kid with his mum and he said, "Mummy, why is that man's legs on upside down?" That's rude. I chased him around the pool. Say that to my face, you little shit. People started laughing at my run. I know how to run, you wankers. So I got sent off to the clinic, the orthotics clinic, where they analyse my walking and they prescribe these things for my shoes. I've got to tell you, one of the funniest places I've ever been, because everybody in there was like me. They were my peeps. They all needed walking correcting. Nobody could walk in there. So I came in with my flat foot. My wife gave me a push from the car. Oh, okay, I'm going in now. Hello, I'm here for my 11:30. I do take a seat. You'll be in shortly. Thank you for your help. I went and took a seat. The next guy came in. I'm not exaggerating. It was like he was ice skating. I don't even know how he was walking forward. His legs were thrusting left and right, but not forward. It was like he was doing everything. Like he kept changing his mind. Is it that way or that way? I have no idea. He might as well just put his hands behind his back and just gone the whole hog. Well, I'm here for my 11:45. I set off on foot at 6 a.m. Take a seat, please. Oh, is it all the way over there? Very annoying. Oh, shit, I've kicked you. I do that. I'm sorry. It's one of the reasons I'm here. This guy came out before us who had been seen, and he had this amazing sort of rolling hip, sort of all pelvis, like he was listening to music that you couldn't hear. It was actually pretty cool. But this guy had come out. He was in his orthotics. He had been fixed. God only knows the state of the man as he came to pick them up. Hello, I'm here to pick up my orthotics. Oh, thank you. It's better. I wouldn't say it was perfect, but it's good. It's a step in the right direction, which is more than you can do. I saw you come in. Sorry about that. I would have loved to have seen us all walking together. If somebody came in as a traffic warden outside, oh, shit, mine's the Vauxhall Astra. I'm never going to make it. I'm coming. I'll sort you out. Don't worry about that. Did somebody say traffic warden? Here I come. I'm fast without these. Come on! So So now I'm back, you know, I'm 100%, I'm heel to toe, I'm thrilled. My calves are actually getting a little smaller. I can put my shoes on like that, so it's not a waste of time. And I...
This happened the other night.
I've got this slightly tight suit.
Come on.
I quit, it was! You're sitting there watching me do this on the screen. Why don't you help me, please? I can't do the show. Can you just pull it down, would you mind? Don't pull me off the stage. I thought maybe your husband would help. Look at him, he's a... I'm sorry, do you mind? Sorry. I do have a show to do. You need 15,000 people waiting if you don't mind. Why didn't you do it? It's a strong... She's a doctor, apparently.
She's a doctor.
Thank you so much. Doctor. Thank you, doctor. When did waiters stop having pads? I don't understand this. They come over sometimes, quite a few people on the table, and they just stand there. Hi, guys. Hi, guys. So, what can I get you? I'll have one pad and one pen. That's for you, dickhead. Do your job. I'm here to test your memory. I find myself ordering less so they remember it. Write it down! I took my wife out the other night for date night. This is a great way to get her down to the more desirable place along the tether. Great for tether readjustment to date night. Of course I ruined it. I took her to this really expensive restaurant that just really wound me up. They did this thing, I've never seen it before. They gave me a menu with the a normal menu with the food and the prices, and they gave her a menu with just the food, no prices. So we had a very different experience in this restaurant. She's like, oh, the lobster looks good. I'm like, no, it fucking doesn't. Looks awful. I think the green beans as a side order to share look rather yummy. She said, I wonder what the catch of the day is. It's £45 and you're not having it. Okay. She called the waiter over. I'm like, sorry, £45 for the catch of the day. What is it you've caught? Because if it's not a mermaid, you're overcharging. Do you understand? We all are, aren't we? We're all addicted to iPads and technology on phones. I mean, let's be honest. I say good morning to my phone before I say good morning to my wife. I literally roll over and check my messages. I have it everywhere. I have it in the bath with me. I was thinking the other day, I haven't had a bath without taking my phone for years. I just need to be constantly entertained on Google and internet and look at old photos and stuff. But sometimes it rings in the bath and you don't know what to do. You don't know what to pick it up. Because you pick it up because there's something about being in the bathroom and some kind of echo that goes on that even though you don't tell them people are in the bath because it's very embarrassing for them, they always seem to know that something goes on. They always go, are you in the bath? And I deny it. No, I'm not in the bath, but I am in the bath. And the other day I was chatting away on loudspeaker and my friend said to me, are you in the bath? And I said, how do people always know I'm in the bath when I'm on the phone in the bath? And he said, because you FaceTime me? Shit! I'll call you back! I was literally sort of dangling it around my belly button. I was awful. FaceTime is when you phone someone's face. You phone their face with your face. That's very important. You don't phone them like that. You need to see their face. And it's quite exciting when it's connecting. You sort of phone them and then it starts connecting and it goes around, oh, and then you start to prepare yourself. FaceTime is nearly upon us. And then when it connects, you can't believe it. It's like you've connected with another planet. Hello! Where are you? That's the key question, where are you? And once you've established where you both are, you realise there's a little box in the corner which shows you what they can see, which is your own face. Well, this is far too distracting. You don't look at their face at all now. You now just have FaceTime with your own face. You spend the whole time trying to make yourself look as attractive as possible during the conversation. You flick your eyes over, they're doing exactly the same. They're looking at their own face. There's no point to FaceTime at all. You might as well just phone them on a landline and hold up a hand mirror the whole time and look at your own face. I FaceTimed someone the other day and they went, let me just get my glasses so I can see you. Because they had reading glasses. They're long-sighted. Some people, there'll be lots of people in here who are long-sighted, which means they can see fine in the distance, but they can't see in front of their own face. I'm short-sighted, I have contact lenses. I'd prefer to be my one than your one. It makes more sense to me to struggle to see in the distance. I don't know how long-sighted people live their lives. Do people come right up to their face? It's like, I don't know you. Get out of my face, seriously. Don't recognize you at all. Go on, piss off. I do not know you. Go on, keep walking. Sorry, I do know you. Come back. Just that I'm long-sighted. How do they even choose glasses? Do they just stand in the opticians? I don't even know if that's my face, let alone if I'm wearing glasses. Can you just move it outside across the road and I can see if he's actually seeing me? So I went on this, I went to my iPad, on this app. It's called the Akinator. This was the encouragement for me to start losing weight. It's basically like, it's quite a boring game. It's like 20 questions. You think of a famous person, then it asks you a series of questions, and you just answer yes or no, and it narrows it down, and it suggests the famous person you're thinking of. That's it. And while my son was at school, purely for egotistical reasons, I thought I would see if I was featured as a famous person in the game. So it goes, think of a famous person. I'm like, okay, I got him. I've been thinking about him a lot recently. And it starts asking questions. Is he a man? I go, yes, obviously. Is he American? No. Is he a singer? No. And it narrowed it down to a British comedian with dark hair. And I was getting a bit excited. I thought, I wonder if I'm featured. It's nearly time. And then it goes on the actual app. It said, is he slightly overweight? Yes or no? So this horrible moment of brutal honesty. Took a deep breath, clicked yes, and it went, is it Michael McIntyre? And showed me a picture of my back.